I think it's fantastic news. President Joseph Boakai has made the right decision to reset the secretariat of the World Economic Crimes Court in terms of the staff. Oh, that's the right way to go. This transitional justice practice should be a transparent one. It should be a process that evolves a cross-section of represented by civil society, human rights groups, and, you know, just basically that committee, those persons or those groups that have been named to form a part of that committee, that's the way to go. I absolutely agree with that listing. And I really do want to congratulate President Boakai for listening to the Liberian people.
So what do you think went wrong if, as you said, he didn't know anything about transitional justice?
I was not talking about Councillor Jonathan Masiku. I was just talking about the president that, you know, the president's expertise is not in transitional justice. But I think the president was, I wouldn't say maybe misled. Maybe he was just ill-advised. Maybe he didn't get the right advice concerning how to proceed with this transitional justice process, which is the establishing the War and Economic Crimes Court. So I think the president didn't get the proper information from the beginning. He didn't get the appropriate information. It was one of the reasons why people like me were opposed to it. Another cardinal reason we were opposed to Jonathan Masiku is that he had zero clue about transitional justice. So maybe he's a good lawyer. I'm not questioning his legal acuity. No. What I'm saying is, when it comes to transitional justice, no, that is just not his area. So how are you going to take someone who is maybe a commercial lawyer or maybe a random lawyer, and you're going to put him over there to actually lead the process that will lead to the prosecution of perpetrators, alleged perpetrators who have done all sort of stuff to the Liberian people and who have evaded justice for so long? And also, this is a guy who has represented all, as we speak right now, he has clients who are actually on the other side. So you put him in a process that is human rights oriented, that is going to be talking about seeking justice for victims of the war. But then here he is. He's the lawyer or who is representing alleged perpetrators.
With this latest development, the actual establishment of this War and Economic Crimes Court, what does that mean?
Well, I would like to give the president or President Joseph Boakai, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, because I think establishing the War Economic Crimes Court was one of agenda items that he campaigned on during the just ended election. And you saw immediately following the end of the election when he was declared the winner, he said he was going to bring the War Economic Crimes Court. And, you know, he has done some things towards making sure that that promise to the Liberian people is delivered. The legislature worked with him very fast with the Senate endorsement, all of that, and he signed an executive order. So let's give him some credit, even though he made a mistake by the appointment of this massacre. But I would say it's because of maybe some of the people that he has around. The president is not going to be everywhere all at once. He's not going to know every single thing all at once. This is why he will surround himself by people who are knowledgeable in these, you know, expert areas so that they can advise him correctly. And for some reason or another, this whole issue with the Secretariat of the World Economic Crimes Court establishment slipped through the cracks. But they say all's well that ends well. Now that the president, you know, we raised the concerns, he didn't ignore our concerns. He listened to us and he's actually called for a reset. I would like to take it from here now. And let's see how all of us can be supportive of this committee.